The following is an interview with Carol Hicks of Client First Title. The interview is approximately 20 minutes in length.
One of the first things I want to ask you is, for somebody who doesn't know, what is a title company and what does a title company do?
A title company ensures that the buyer is getting clear property to the title, mm-hmm. to their home.
Okay.
They make sure that there are no defects in the title.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
the lenders will not settle without it.
Mm-hmm. So when somebody's coming to you, if I'm the, I purchased a home, and let's say I'm buying it from somebody, then I need to come to you to ensure that the title is clear and free of any liabilities or...
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so how does that process work?
Well, actually, what we do is we order title work from an abstractor mm-hmm. who's licensed to go to the courthouse and pull a title work.
Mm-hmm.
And we order from them, and then we review it. We have an attorney review the title work to make sure that there are no encumbrances, that... there are no defects in the title so that the buyer will not be in trouble later on down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what if I'm the buyer of a home, of course I'm entitled to do a title search,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
What's the difference in my going to do it and versus having you do it? What would be the benefit of my not doing it and having you do it instead?
Okay. For one, the people that we hire to do the title work, they are insured.
Mm-hmm.
So if they miss anything, if they miss an open deed of trust that was on the property, then they're responsible for it. They do have insurance to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss it, then you're going to have to pay attorney fees because you missed something in the chain of title.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very costly to you if you were to do it yourself and you were to miss something. If there were any open judgments on the property, mm-hmm. then that would come up in the title work and we would be responsible for clearing those judgments.
Mm-hmm.
So it would definitely save you as far as any defects in the title because a regular person wouldn't know exactly what they were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that's experienced and that's licensed and that has insurance and has been doing it for years,
okay.
they know exactly what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in other words, then, sometimes the title search could be complex
yes.
and detailed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And anybody, of course, it's public records, so anybody can go down and, mm-hmm. and pull a deed or a deed of trust from the land records.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know what you're looking at.
What you're looking at.
Yes.
Okay. And then... The client that you service, now is this for like home buyers or folks who are looking for title for commercial property or both? I mean, what client base are you serving?
Well, I primarily service residential.
Residential.
Mm-hmm. I do commercial also, but my primary focus is residential.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely would like to, educate buyers and real estate agents on what a title company does.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of buyers, they are not aware of what we actually do, what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot involved in a title company because we do have to take the risk.
Okay. So now let me ask you, if I'm going through a real estate agent to purchase a home, would I still need your service?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, some realtors have their own, I guess, title company or...
Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. I was going to
call. Yeah, some real estate agents have their own title mm-hmm. companies that
yes.
they work with.
Mm-hmm.
Is it common for someone to say, well, instead... I want to go with this particular company and name your company instead of theirs for any particular reason?
Yes, I think that a lot of times the buyers, they are not familiar with what we do, so they tend to lean more towards what the real estate agent is
mm-hmm.
telling them
mm-hmm.
instead of just shopping around and
mm-hmm.
trying to find out more about the title company. And that's one thing that I would like to offer to buyers
yeah.
is education on what a title company does.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely have their own, it's their choice, the
mm-hmm.
buyer's choice.
Okay. So then I'm also trying to get at What buyer generally is coming to you? Is it usually somebody who doesn't have a real estate agent?
No, actually, the bulk of my business comes from real estate agents. Okay. They refer their clients
to you.
My
they
title
send
company.
Them to you.
Yes, they
instead
send them
of doing
to
it themselves. That's
yes.
what I'm sort of getting.
Yeah.
Like how are you ending up with them? Are there folks without?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm. I wish that they would do the homework and just, you know, call and come to us directly, but unfortunately that's not how it works. The real estate agents control most of it.
Now, what's the turnaround time that one can expect? So if I came to you today and contracted your services to do a title search, what can I expect? Like, what's the steps or what's the general turnaround, you know, when you present me with, you know, all the information that I need?
Right. I usually like to say 5 to 7 days, but I also do rushes. I can get title work in a day, including Baltimore City.
All right. So you're saying, okay, so there's rush service that's like 24 to 48 hours?
Yes.
And then
there's standard service, which is 5 to 7 business days.
So like a business week and...
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Good school. I'm getting educated. Now, if there are issues, let's say, for example, I see a piece of property. Let's say there's property in my family, and let's say that property, there's some issue in the title where someone, like, let's say a parent willed the property to me. But you go and find that the property, was not only in the name of a parent, but someone else in our family, let's say, who's on that property.
Right.
And there appears to be a problem. I mean, do you help in resolving that?
Oh,
in some
definitely.
Respect?
We do resolve it.
Uh-huh.
We do resolve it. As a title company, that is our primary function, is to resolve any title issues. So we would take care of that. We would make sure that all of that's taken care of before they got to the table. Contacting every party that's involved, finding out what interest they have in the property, and finding out, exactly what they want to do as far as how they want to split the property, but that'll be listed.
Okay. And so you, I imagine you offer advice to your client, as it were.
Right. Now,
Your fees. So now when you, let's say you come to something like that, that's an encumbrance on the deed. Are we going into another phase now? You know what I mean? So in other words,
our fee is the same.
The fee is
it
the same.
It doesn't change.
Flat.
Right.
Okay.
It does not change regardless of how difficult the title is, how easy it is, it's still the same.
Okay. What distinguishes your company from another title company?
Well, I like to think that my service is superior. I like to think that we have great service, and I like to think that our turnaround time getting title work is really, really fast. And we're also available 7 days a week. I'll do settlements on the weekends, on holidays. It doesn't matter.
Okay. And then I was going to say conflict resolution. I mean, so what do you say to that? Just... issues that may come up.
And what I would say to that is that's why it's very important to have title insurance, and I would not settle without it. That's why the lenders will not settle without it. It is optional to the buyer, but it's so many things that do come up when you're doing a title, and we do research. We go back 60 years, so if there's anything, that's a title issue, we make sure that we take care of it.
Okay.
Before that house is passed along to the next person.
Okay. And then... a question that I didn't ask that you feel that your potential customers should know.
Well, I think that they should really, really learn about the title end of it, because a lot of times after settlement, most people, they don't know what we do. And if there is a title issue, they have to come through us and file a claim. You know, they have to go through our title insurance company and file a claim. And I think that it's important that the buyers out here are educated on the title end of it. So, and that's, that's what I want to do. I want to educate buyers on what we do.
Okay.
Because a lot of buyers don't know.
Now, that's kind of tricky, isn't it? Because that's sort of saying you need to know something that you don't know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
they really don't know.
Right,
all they know is that a title company is where the people at the end that's just having them sign papers, and that's it. But that's not all that we do.
Okay. So let's say, take me then through this process. I go to a realtor. I see a piece of property that I want. Well, the realtor showed me some property, and I said, yes, I want to get this. Okay, what are the steps that I should take as a part of securing that property that also includes you? You know what I mean? So, for example, like, sorry, well, step one, you're doing this with the realtor. You know, making sure that this is addressed. And then step two, step three, what are those steps?
Right. Actually, step one, of course, would be to, you know, obtain a real estate agent. And step two, you want to get a lender. You know, a mortgage broker, a lender, and then you want to make sure that you have, you know, a title company.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what we do. We do the title work. So you definitely have to have a lender. You definitely have to have a real estate agent, and you have to have a title company.
In that order?
Well, realtor first, then lender, then title.
Then
company.
Then title.
Yes.
Okay. And then that's about it. And so now, in the process of that, so now, if someone let's say reads this interview, you know, with you and go, oh, okay, now I kind of get it. I need to have, you know, this person. How then do they become informed about a title company?
Right, and that's the one thing that I definitely want to offer is just educating them. I want to do classes, you know, I want to do seminars to educate buyers on what we actually do and let them know that they do have the, you know, it is their choice to choose their own title company.
Okay, but I hear what you're saying, but more specifically, I've read this and now I want to become informed because I've talked to a realtor. We're looking at a house and probably, you know,
they want to be informed on the title end of it.
Yeah,
or,
want to be informed on the title end. So, and you are indicating that, okay, I'm interested in educating folks on that. But let's say if 100 people, well, 100 people will call you, it would be a class. But let's say the average, you know, one person calls you or, you know, how would they do this so that it is effective for you, effective for that person in terms of being informed?
Well, that's, I think that what I am offering, and I'll have people calling in, and that's something that I'm doing, and I'm also going on the radio to let buyers know that I want to get together. I want to see how many people call in that want to attend seminars, and then that's what we'll do. I'll have myself there. I'll have a lender there, and hopefully a real estate agent that can ask you know, answer any questions that the buyer may have.
Now, what if you did a seminar just to be asking, not seminar, but here, what would a seminar entail?
Well, it's gonna just I'm gonna have myself and then a realtor and a lender, and we're gonna speak on each, you know, which what each one of us do, and take questions from them and. Just educate the buyer on the steps that they need to go through in, in buying a house, purchasing a home.
So what I'm also asking is, if I wanted to become aware, the information that you're offering me about, you know, the need for title, is it something that I can get in a matter of conversation or would I need to attend a workshop? That's what I'm asking, sort of getting to. How much information is it that...
I would think, no, I don't... I think that definitely a seminar would be the way to go because you can, you get more out of a seminar. You know, you get a lot more information out of a seminar instead of just sitting here just having a conversation back and forth. I mean, if you have a seminar, you're focused on, you're in a class, and that's what you're focused on. Instead of just trying to pick somebody's brains about what this person does or what that person does. Right.
So then tying it back to if someone read, the interview and then said, okay, well, I need to get educated, then is it a seminar that they should be dealing with?
Yes.
Or should they be calling you to say, all right, I'm interested in getting information on, you know, I want to become aware of what this is. Now, I'm not necessarily going to contract with you at this point.
Right.
But how...
Right. I would be happy to send them information that I have, like my, you know, brochures, just stating what a title company does and... things like that, but if they have any questions, then if they can't get me, then their questions you know, may go unanswered, or it may take me time to get back to them instead of just attending a seminar where they can get all the information at once.
Mm-hmm. Now, can they get the information at your website?
They can get some of the information at my website, but not all of the information that they need to know.
Okay. So then a person reading this interview should, of course, visit your website as a start to get information and then follow up with giving you a call for more information.
Yes.
And then if they need to go further,
they should do the seminar.
They should do the seminar.
Yes.
Okay. Then, so now, are you going to be doing seminars anytime soon?
Well, I would like to. I am in the process of planning one for March,
for
the end of March.
Okay,
yes.
So we'll have one in March. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and if you tell me when that is, I'll plug it in.
Okay.
You know, to the story so bad.
Okay.
It's time. Okay. All right. Anything else I need to know?
No, you did really good asking the questions. I just hope I answered them. Okay.
Now, one other question that may lead into two is affordability. Okay. So, without giving me, like, rates or anything like that, unless you wanted to. But fear, okay, ignorance sometimes generates, or fear generates ignorance, I think, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And and ignorance sometimes generates fear.
Right.
In the sense that a person thinking, well, you know, I only have so much money, maybe I'll try to forego this. You know what I mean? How does the title search rate in terms of affordability?
Well, for one, the lenders, the loan officer always includes it in his good faith estimate. So you already know that ahead of time. But I understand what you're saying, because sometimes if people get to the table, they may not have enough money, and then they don't want to purchase title insurance for, you know, the buyer themselves, which I think is a mistake, because if something happens, they're going to put out thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right.
Because there's a defect in the title, but and I also believe in you pay for what you get. My service, I think, is really good, customer service wise. I'm a small company. I get back to my people really, really quick. I can take the time to, you know, conversate with them, make sure that they understand what they're getting into, because I'm not really, really big trying to service a lot of people. So, and I think that my fees are pretty reasonable.
Competitive.
Yeah.
So now, the fees generally, you mentioned something about tied into the overall package.
Yes.
So would it be that most people who are purchasing, if they have a lender backing them, really would not have to come out of pocket per se to you? Directly or covered by the lender? Or?
Right. It's included in the fees that they're quoted from the loan officer.
Okay. Now, for title search, are we talking hundreds of dollars or under?
No, under. Well, actually, a title search ranges anywhere from a bring-to-date, which is just a bring-to-date on the title.
It's What's not that
a,
called?
It's called a bring-to-date. That's what they do on refinances. So that's usually anywhere from $50 to $100.
It's bring?
Bring to date.
B-R-I-N-G.
Right.
Okay.
And then a full title search usually ranges anywhere from probably $125 to $200.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the title search.
So we can say your services services generally range anywhere from $50 to $300. I'm just giving you a stretch.
Well, that's just the title search, because there are other fees involved, like attorney fees, which we call title examination. It's $375, and that's what this is here, $375 for a title examination, because, you know, we have to have an attorney review the title work.
Oh, okay. So you have settlement fee, title examination. What is the REA?
Oh, that's a refi, because that's the price for a refi. Instead of $375, it would be $275.
Oh, is that refiling?
Refi, a refinance.
A refinance. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know the language. Mm-hmm. And then the binder is $75. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference?
What do you mean? And what? Well, the settlement fee is when someone actually comes out to your home or the real estate office and they actually conduct the settlement.
Okay.
And then the title examination, that's the attorney reviewing the title. And the refi is the same, the title examination. And then the binder is, that's everything from the title search that we send to the lender as a document that we send over to the bank, just ensuring that we are conveying clear property.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
clear title to the property.
Okay, this is good news.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope. That's good for me. Is that good for you?
That's good for me.
Okay.
And if I have any more questions, I'll give you a call.
Okay, great.
BeMoreBlack.com says, when it's time for your next settlement, put your trust in the best and relax knowing that your settlement will be handled with the highest level of courtesy, proficiency, reliability, and integrity. Call Client First Title at 410-521-9990.